This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. His name is Ryan Shadal. He is the CEO of Lumi Fuel Power Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AFPW. Ryan, give us a little bit about statement of how you accumulated this company or became the CEO, and what exactly are your plans over there?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me. Let me just say that. Glad to be on here. I initially got involved with the LumiFuel probably about 7 or 8 months ago. I got a call from the then CEO. And, they've tried a number of different business ventures, and, you know, apparently they just did not work out well. And he pitched me an idea. You know, I had a company that's in the staffing industry, and you know, we had a number of locations and still have some. And he basically pitched me on the idea to sell him a few offices. And, I looked at it, and, you know, we've got some things we're trying to do there, and it made sense. So we sold two offices to him, and then unfortunately – in December last year, he passed away. So throughout this process, you know, we ended up picking up a few shares in the open market, and then we got some preferred shares when we did the deal. And so I'm looking at this, you know, we've got our brand, you know, two offices with our brand sitting there. We've got this equity position. We've got these preferred shares. And, you know, I looked at kind of the history of the company and thinking about how to protect the investment that, you know, we inherently had at that point, and said, you know, I need to just go in here and kind of take the helm. So I rounded up enough votes to have me elected as a director, and of course subsequently appointed as the CEO. And that's, you know, a little bit of a long story. It was a little bit of a long and unconventional ride to get here, for sure.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of activity in this stock, and basically that's how you became the CEO. Give us what you plan on doing. There's a lot of talk and rumors out there that you're going to change this to a holding company. I know there's a lot of things you got to do before that, but give us your 30-day, 90-day, and maybe 9-month projections of how you see the roadmap going to this new company that you're looking to do.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, and I didn't really know this before, you know, maybe a month ago. So LumiFuel has a subsidiary named Noble Fuel, and they actually have a patent in there. And now that I'm in here on the inside, I see how much money was spent developing that. I think there are some opportunities to capitalize on that technology. You know, whether we do that, by trying to invest some additional money and launch it, or perhaps spin it out as a NewCo, or, you know, maybe even just sell the patent. But there are some assets that are in the company, and, you know, I think, you know, a couple of things need to be addressed early on as it relates to the balance sheet, and that's one of them. I think that there's value there in that subsidiary. We need to, you know, come up with a very quick solution to how to monetize that. And so that's, you know, probably one of the highest priority items, is to figure out what to do with that patent and that technology. My background is pretty broad, but I do have an awful lot of experience in the staffing industry. I don't know when this will actually air, but this afternoon at 4:20 p.m. we will be releasing a press release that we've launched a cannabis industry staffing company in Colorado. I think that there's some opportunities in the staffing industry. Obviously, that opportunity, I think there's some additional ones, and I've already put out that we, you know, I had intentions to open two new divisions that were in staffing. And I think staffing can be a part, I don't know how big of a part, but a part of my turnaround strategy. I want to clean up the balance sheet and really get some revenues in this company. If you look at the historical financials, there's not been a whole lot of revenue ever. And it's difficult to run a business with no revenue. So, I'm a very revenue-driven person, and you need revenues coming in to kind of stabilize where this company is in terms of its cash flows. And, first thing is address Noble Fuel technology. Second thing is look for opportunities to expand in the staffing space, expand the brands that we already have. And then from there, we're going to have to make some tough decisions about what we want to do. As a holding company, we do want it to be diversified. But we want to keep the acquisitions to be in industries and sectors that complement what's already in the portfolio. So, for example, as a staffing company, something that may be appealing for us to set up is a payroll funding company, and that's something we are looking at. There are a lot of different industries out there that can, you know, kind of work interlinked, and inherently that saves costs for the businesses that are in the portfolio. And so that's really a lot of that we want to get done in the first 30 days. And as you look out over time, we're going to need to refinance the debt that's on the books. A lot of what's on there is very toxic, and being exposed to the public market myself as an investor, I have some concerns about the toxicity of the financing. So, you know, something we want to get done within the first 6 months is kind of refinance and restructure the debt that's on the books, and then look to position ourselves for larger acquisitions, probably not necessarily in staffing, but in businesses that can complement the staffing business that's in there and can complement the technology, the patent that we have. Plus, there's a new line of lithium-ion batteries that NovaFuel set up some months ago, and I think that there could be some opportunity to do the same thing there. So that's kind of a broad stroke of where we're headed, but ultimately, we want to build this into a diversified holding company, a little bit of a mini Berkshire Hathaway. I don't want to be, too bold there, but there's an opportunity. It's a company that's basically, the shareholders abandoned it a long time ago, and for some good reason. It's been reverse split, three or four times, and I think there's an opportunity to really turn something around there, and because of where it trades at triple zero, wherever it's at now, three or four or five, the potential gain is massive if we can put some legitimate revenue earning businesses in there and demonstrate to the shareholders and potential shareholders that we're building a real business.
My guest today is Ryan Shuttle. He is the CEO of Alumi Fuel Power Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AFPW. Are you going to do, there's a new thing. It used to be Reggae. Now there's a Reggae Plus, also a pipe offering. How do you plan on raising any money? Are you there yet? Or can you even tell us your thoughts about that?
Yeah, we're not there yet, but I think you'll have some stages that we'll need to go through. And the first part of that is starting with the debt and the payables that are on the books. I have completed a strategic, thorough review of every payable, every liability between all the subsidiaries within this company. I think that we can cut at least 30, maybe even 40% of that through various strategic moves, negotiations, settlements, that kind of thing. So we need to get that cleaned up. And then the next step is to refinance out the toxicity, the toxic debt that's in there. And then the next phase would be to go for something like a pipe or maybe even an S1 equity line, which is dilutive still, but not nearly as toxic as a convertible note. There are different, stages to how we can layer the financing in. And, I have a lot of experience with that, mostly through making some bad decisions. Fortunately, I'm a quick learner. But I think, taking a ladder approach to that is the way to go. And it will, in my opinion, cause a lot less dilution and ultimately bring in much cheaper cost of capital than what's in there currently.
You talked about turning this company into a holding company. Are there any sectors that you're, specifically looking at or targeting for acquisitions?
Well, staffing is always going to be something I'm interested in because of the cash flow and the margins. Since basically the Friday that I, took over, I've already got my people, my search team out looking for potential acquisitions in that space. And if those are structured right, they can be very accretive if you structure the deal right and the financing around it. Aside from that, there are particular sectors that I have interest in that I have a large network of people that may fit in, certainly not within the first 30 or 60 days, but maybe 6 months out. There's an awful lot of attraction for me to multifamily real estate, and I'm talking about apartment communities, not houses or duplexes, but a 100 to 300 unit apartment community. Particularly looking at housing costs now as they are, a lot of people are kind of stuck renting. And it's a little early to have that conversation, but I think that there's a lot of money could be made and a lot of asset building that could happen for the company on its balance sheet to pursue an industry that is more asset driven. The downside with staffing, it's not asset driven at all. In fact, your biggest asset is really your people. And aside from that, it's your accounts receivable, which is not very liquid. Moving to something more asset intensive does offer challenges on the front end in terms of capital, but on the back end, you actually have some assets there that you can leverage and use for collateral to fuel future growth.
The company that we're highlighting today is Alumi Fuel Power Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AFPW. In closing here, Ryan, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, you know, we've covered some good stuff here. I think, you know, probably the most important thing is to, you know, it's not a new company. It's been around for a while. And it's, you know, kind of got a checkered past. I'm very much a shareholder advocate. And, you know, you can kind of even look at me as an activist investor to a degree. You know, when I came in to take this thing over, it's to right the ship and create an actual opportunity for shareholders, which I am a very large shareholder through shares I actually purchased in the open market. So my interests are aligned with shareholders, and that's the type of business that we want to build.
Well, I wish you nothing but success. We're going to check back with you in about 35, 45 days to see how things are going. And until then, you know, just keep doing what you guys are doing. And I really do appreciate you taking time out and coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.